FYI, this podcast contains spoilers.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 86 of the podcast that goes snicked.
Snicked.
We're your hosts, Jason and Denise Venable.
Snotty Denise Venable.
Yes, you're always snotty.
Snotty. Like a snotty, I'm snotty,
bratty little girl.
I'm snotty. I'm so snotty.
Anyway, we're going to have a little bonus episode for you.
Bonus sniffly episode. I have to apologize up front.
Yes, loads and loads of extra sniffles. So many that I won't be able to edit them all out. Thanks.
Sorry, I had to add it in there.
Uh-huh.
You said you were going to edit it out.
Yep. So this is going to be our Origin 2 rap party. The series is over.
Really?
Yep, this is it.
This is it. We're going to have like an Origins 3?
Probably someday, but it has not been announced. So, but anyway, we will talk about that. We'll also talk about, we have two more books from Bonus Week, since it was a fifth Wednesday in April, and so we got an extra week of comics. So we'll talk about a couple other issues as well.
Woohoo!
Well, here we go. Okay, so first up, we have Origin 2, number 5.
Sank, right? Un, deux, trois, sank. Yeah, sank.
I don't know.
No, un, deux, trois, quatorze, cans. Cans is 5 in French.
Kansas?
Cans.
Oh, okay.
Un, deux, trois, quatorze, cans, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay, well, Denise is our Canadian side of Wolverine.
Go Canada!
Yeah.
Hey. All right,
so Origin 2, Book 5 is written by Kieron Gillen, art by Adam Kubert, colors by Frank Martin with an assist by Rain Barreto this time. VC's Joe Caramagna is the letterer, and then Adam Kubert and Frank Martin did the cover. And speaking of covers, we got a brutal one. What we got here?
So we have Wolverine with claw marks on his face, claws coming up from the bottom, and his hair is all wild.
And he's a zombie. He just got done eating somebody.
Yeah.
He's got blood all over his mouth.
And it looks like he has claw marks all over his chest. Is that what that's supposed to be?
So what do you think of this cover, by?
I'm not overly fond of this cover.
Too bloody, or you don't like the art?
I don't like the art.
Oh, I like it. It can be a hair less bloody for my taste, but...
It does remind me of zombie-ish.
It does. It looks like Walking Dead.
He just took a bite out of somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
No, the blood part doesn't...
Yeah, the blood splatter kind of all over. I didn't realize it was all over the cover.
Yeah, and it's all over like his chest. And
yeah.
The bloody part doesn't bother me. I think the claws are weird just coming out from the bottom. I would have preferred like his fist to be kind of like up in front of his face.
Okay.
But that's just me. I feel like it's a disconnect. And I don't really get what they're trying to tell us, besides that Wolverine went rogue in zombie land. But yeah. I don't know. I don't like the fact that he doesn't have a neck. I feel like it's a floating head.
He has
head.
A neck. No, I think. All right. So I think he's like sideways. So this is his shoulder. Then he's like this, which no one else can see me. But I think his head is turned.
Well,
so that's his neck right there.
Yeah. Now I see it because you showed it to me, but I would have... Yeah, I just don't like it.
Okay.
It took me too long to figure it out. And I don't know how you figured it out with all the type sitting on top of the neck.
I don't know. It just seemed natural to me.
Yeah.
So anyway, what happens in the story?
So,
remember last time, Sinister came after... Clara, Creed, and Logan, his troops, I would say, killed Clara, and then Creed...
Well, Logan killed Clara.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. But then Creed came in and thought that the troops killed Clara, or pretended as much, anyway.
Right, or that they at least caused the killing of...
Yeah, so him and Logan are going after Sinister. Oh, you know what?
What?
Oops. So, this segment... It's going to be a little extra spoilery.
Oh.
Oops.
Oops.
I meant to say that because I think the ending is pretty surprising.
With the ending of this
book? Yeah, I may edit something over the front of this.
Yep.
And that's where we pick up.
So we pick up somewhere in the woods outside of Sinister's mansion. And Clara is running and she says, "Oh, Logan Creed, don't do anything stupid. Logan, you understand?" Which cracks me up. She's yelling.
No, that's not her. That's Creed.
Oh, oops. Sorry. Yeah. That confused me. I was like, no, he doesn't understand. He's far away. Then we get a close up of the Sinister mansion.
I like how his little diamond, he has diamond windows in his castle.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And he has like little diamond insets like on
yeah,
some of the windows that aren't diamonds. And they're outside the house and basically Creed's convincing Logan, like, this is what we got to do. We got to go in. We got to take down Sinister. And you got to do this. Like, you ready?
We have to kill him.
Yeah.
And I like the consistency on the flashback with the rounded corners. Almost makes it look like a monitor.
Well, it's like it's flashing in his head.
Right. Yeah. It's a cool concept.
Yeah.
They've stuck with it the whole series. So.
Yeah, I dig it.
And we get a close-up on his eyes and his Creed's talking him up. And we see that he's extremely focused. And then it's go time.
It's go time. And this is a cool panel, but it's also kind of a confusing panel.
I think maybe it's confusing to you because it's smaller on the iPad. I thought...
Well, yeah, I'm not looking at the double page
spread that it was pretty similar. Because basically, so we start off with an overlaid, like Logan coming... like outside the panel that he's in.
Yeah, like he's jumping over the wall.
Yeah, and that's in the top left corner of the first page. And then in the bottom right corner on the second page, he's actually coming over Sinister's wall and he's coming out of the panel. And then all the panels on the rest of the two pages, all the action is inside the panel. To me, it gave it a really nice sense of motion.
It did. I think the part that confused me is this panel right here where it's a close-up of his foot touching the ground.
Where he's being shot at. It's showing that they're shooting around his feet.
Right. But I guess the way I saw it is, like, that would be the natural progression of where his foot landed. So.
Okay. And the foot's the same size in that panel.
Yeah. And
I didn't really catch that, but I can see where you would.
So it was like, okay, if this is where his foot lands, am I reading, like, up and down? Am I reading... So that's what confused me a little. But then when you pointed it out, it actually made sense how to read it, which is from left to right, top to bottom.
Right.
So basically Wolverine, he lands on a landmine, keeps going, gets shot at, keeps going, jumps over a wall with barbed wire and keeps going, attacks, 15 or so guards.
Hey, let's stop for a little second. Okay. One of my favorite panels... on the page. Well, actually, that's not true. It's not really my favorite panel. A very telling panel, and my first hint towards the ending of this book is Sabretooth's or Creed's face looks super like whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe this guy's doing this.
Yeah, and at first I wasn't sure if he was shocked because he thought it was going to take more to like pump Wolverine up.
Right. I think he was just shocked at how the guy just ran over a landmine, got up. Like, nothing's knocking this guy down.
Yeah.
And we were both already had the theory that Creed kind of set all this up.
Right.
And so there's probably an intent that he's going to not play fair. Like, this isn't all legit.
Right.
And so I think maybe it's a little bit of shock, like, oh, if his intention is to take Logan down, he just got a glimpse of how hard that's going to be.
Right.
All right. So he gets over the barbed wire in a very awesome panel.
And he takes on about, 10, 15 or so guards.
There's 13 in the panel.
What about down in the skinny panel?
There's less. There's only 12. 11.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe 15-ish.
Yeah.
And Creed, this is a cool panel. It's the cutout of Creed. And he goes, you crazy son of a.
Right.
And then Creed jumps over the wall after Logan, of course, has taken out all the guards.
Yeah.
Don't let Creed help you in a gunfight.
Right.
He'll wait till you're dead.
Okay. So time out. Because I'm trying to remember through the first four issues. We know that Creed has a healing factor.
Yes.
Has there been any indication that he's shown...
No.
So that's still a card he can play.
Yes.
Okay.
And we know that by the end of the book, too.
Well, yes. But I'm just wondering, if he's holding that. So if his intention is to fight Logan, and Logan doesn't know he has a healing factor, that can be a pretty big surprise in a fight.
Yes.
You think you put somebody down, and you didn't at all.
Yes, but doesn't Creed know that Logan has a healing
factor? Creed knows that Logan does, but Logan doesn't have the same... That's why I guess I was asking... if we knew if Logan already had the same information the other way.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but I cannot remember for sure.
So they jump over the wall. Creed grabs a gun. Gunfire ensues, and Creed actually gets hit.
Well, see, and this is why I thought that maybe he was keeping it as a surprise, because he goes, oh no, he barely missed, when he clearly got shot.
Oh, yeah. Well, and he was distracted, too.
Yeah, but Logan didn't know. He's like, you hit? And Creed's like, nope, they barely missed.
Yeah, I'm fine. Split up. Logan questions him. Don't you want to be there? Creed says, I don't care how it gets done or who does it. It just needs to happen. Which is actually a really good, it's a good cover. So Logan goes up to a room, and we have a cool panel of Logan's ginormous shadow going across Sinister's bed.
Do you think that's the same polar bear? He has a polar bear rug.
Maybe that was the first polar bear that failed.
Yeah. And there's a big rhino head mounted on the wall, too.
Yeah. And he's got a ton of pillows for such a single person.
Yeah, well, he likes luxury.
Yeah, and his bed, his big bed. Yeah.
So
and
Sinister, or I'm sorry, Essex at this point, is basically telling Wolverine it's all for science.
Yeah.
I already got so much just out of those small samples. I can do so much more if I have you back.
And then we find out, because Wolverine tells him, Clara's dead. And Sinister goes, I didn't know. It wasn't meant to happen. I don't care about the silly girl. I want you. I promised Creed she wouldn't get hurt. So, uh-oh.
Yeah, well, then the look on Logan's face.
Like, he realizes he's been... Oh, shit. Yeah, he's been duped.
Essex picks up on it. Like, oh, you didn't know. Oops.
Yep, you were played. And before he has a chance to make any more fun, we see six little claws coming out of his back.
With a snicked.
Yep. And you see a front side, and Wolverine's got both fists completely jabbed into Essex.
Yeah.
And then Essex goes flying out the window and down a giant canyon.
Yes.
And Wolverine's silhouette is in the broken window.
Yeah, very awesome panel.
It is. Then Wolverine goes to find Creed, and he says, you're to blame for all this.
And Creed says, no, I'm not. We're fine. You ruined everything.
Snacked.
I'm going to nominate. We have a double snack.
Yes.
I'm going to nominate this for snack of the year for the Wolvies.
It's the snack.
Because it's the, I'm going to beat you with my own bare hands snack.
Yeah. It's a, I don't want to get these bloody. I want to get my own fist.
Basically, I don't want this to be too fast.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my time on you, bitch.
Yeah. Well, and then we get his eyes, the close-up of his eyes.
Awesome, awesome.
And it's got the blood, like, running down his face.
Yep.
And then the very next panel is him flying through the air, and him and Creed just, I mean, he's just...
No, it's not him and Creed. It's him.
It's him.
Creed's getting whooped.
Yeah, I mean, it's just punch after punch after punch. Creed is just, he's taking it. And Creed goes, that's what I call a birthday whooping.
Clue number two.
Ooh.
All right, so just to clue you in, Denise, because I'm not sure you know. In modern times, Sabretooth finds Wolverine every year on his birthday and tries to either kill somebody he loves or kill him. That's like his game with Wolverine.
Interesting.
So this is an Easter egg, but it's also a hint.
Okay.
Okay.
And so Wolverine tells him, this is just the start. Don't leave this room. Creed says, who cares? Killing me won't fill that hole in your chest. You're disappearing down. Claire is dead.
Still going with the lie. Or do you think he believes that? Because I don't think he does.
I don't think he does either. Okay. I think he just wants to hurt Wolverine.
Yeah.
He says, I don't know your story, but I can see how it ended with you hurt so bad that you want out. See, here's the thing. I think this potion is supposed to kill you.
No, and the potion's supposed to, I guess, in the right dose. Remember, whenever Sinister had it, it was always in a tiny little vial.
Right.
And it was supposed to, like, erase your memory, erase your past, make you one of his mindless soldiers. Remember?
Yes. So I think what he's trying to do is convince him to take it. Like,
he's trying to convince Logan. That's probably part of his deal with Sinister, with Essex. Yeah.
Well, and I think that's the thing, is he's trying to basically say, you have nothing left to live for.
Right.
So just,
I thought this was a really good line, too. He's like, I don't know where you came from, but I know you wanted out until Clara's soft heart went and reminded you why anyone would want to live, and then reminded you of the cost as he pulls a tooth out.
I was going to say, he does a lot of monologuing for someone who's yanking out his tooth.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be more like, I don't know.
You would think so, yeah.
And then Wolverine looks at the vial of stuff. He picks it up. He goes,
he's thinking about it.
Yeah, he goes, make me drink it, kill me, make no difference. They're the same thing. We're the same.
And that sounds like Sabretooth.
Yeah.
No, we're the same. There's no difference between you and I.
And then Wolverine says, I, and Creed says, it's over already. Just end it, Logan. And then up, who pops in?
Clara. And she calls Creed a piece of crap.
Yep. And then we find out, I'd rather Mom kept the afterbirth as a brother than you. Ouch.
That's harsh. That's pretty harsh. Of course, Logan is super surprised.
And he drops the vial.
And Clara says, I was going to tell you last night, but I thought we had time. I'm gifted like you. All the Creed kids were.
How many Creed kids were there?
Kept it secret because, hell, look what happened to you. I got a knack with animals. He got the wolf boy crap. The whole family brood heals up.
So Clara has healing factor.
Logan's like, well, what about your eye?
And she said, Creed dripped acid on my face. Turns out after an afternoon, it sticks. So did Creed spend an afternoon just continuing to pour acid on her face? I'm confused.
Or left it there or dipped? I don't know. But I want you to keep this in mind because I have a question after our ending.
Okay.
So kind of make a mental dog ear on this page.
Well, I love how Creed tries to defend himself. You told me it was okay. Which is very sibling like banter. And she basically tells him, I know, and this makes me wish I hadn't.
And she says she professes her love for Logan.
Aww.
And says that Creed is just a scared little boy.
And then we get an interesting panel. Logan is having a flashback to the gray wolf. The lone gray wolf.
And the black wolf.
The black wolf, sorry. Yeah. And then Wolverine just kind of takes out his
frustration. Creed's like, just give me the elixir. I don't want to live like this. I've messed everything up. I don't want to be without you, Clara, my sister that maybe I'm in love with.
Yeah, weird.
And just give me the formula. Make me forget. And Logan's like, you know what? You should take the formula. And tries to throw him in a vat of it. Creed. And he comes out as the Joker. What? Yeah.
What? No, Creed scratches at him. Clara basically says, you know, screams.
These giant slash marks across Logan's face. Yeah. That's pretty sweet.
Clara basically says, stop. Right. Like, don't do this. So they pull Creed out.
Well, she even threatens to shoot him and Logan's like, do it.
Yeah. And so they pull Creed out and Logan tries to say, he was as good as going to kill us. He's good as killed you. He would only hurt you. I just had to protect us. And Clara says something very poignant.
Yeah, she does.
She said, I said I didn't want anything to do with him for trying to murder you. Why would you think it'd be any different if you were doing the killing?
And Logan's like, but.
And she basically tells him to go.
Which basically says, yeah, he was my brother and get the hell away from me.
Yeah.
And Logan's like, but you love me. And she says something very poignant again. She goes, I didn't know you. Now I do. I thought the animal rage was a sickness. I thought you could be helped. But the animal part isn't the problem, is it? The problem is the man.
Ouch.
Shit. And the man you are is a damn cold-hearted killer. You'll heal, but it'd be better for everyone if you didn't. And Logan leaves, and what does he say?
Says, I never saw Clara again.
Yep.
And then he says, we get a really cool panel that's cut into fifths.
Well, this is him walking, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's walking.
In his mind. He's walking through his mind here.
And it's a panel of the castle, him leaving the castle, but it's cut into fifths, and each panel has a different character. Yeah. It starts off with Logan at the doors that says, she was right. Then the next one was the Essex bear, and it says, I feared I was Essex's bear. And then the next one is the gray wolf. I wanted so badly to be the gray wolf. And then the next panel is the lone wolf.
Yeah, and the black wolf.
And it says, in my heart, I've always felt like the lone wolf. And then there's a close-up of Logan, and he says, but the truth is, I was something worse.
Yep, and he walks off into the snow.
And then 4 months later...
Yeah, oh, this is interesting.
We see Clara in a ringmaster uniform, and we hear a voice off-panel, and it says, where's the runt hiding, Clara?
Runt, another clue.
Yeah, it says, I've brought him a birthday present. And she says, you're a damn sadist. Get away from me. And he pulls on her ponytail. No need to speak to me like that. I've never hurt you. The boy is the only one who ever hurt you.
And she pulls back, shows him her eye.
Yeah. She says, you know why? what you did every birthday after you killed Mom and Pop. Ooh.
Yep.
Says, and once you gave him another choice, do it to me.
I don't really understand this one.
I don't either. It says, doing it hurt him as much as it did me. And you know, that's why you did it. And she goes, but there'll be no more birthday presents for Saul. He's somewhere you can't hurt him. Your brother is dead, Victor.
What?
There's a brother?
He was the brother. Little baby Saul, dead. Without my permission? Hell, I don't think so. In the end. And we see Sabretooth walking off. This other guy, this other Creed, was not Sabretooth.
Oh.
He was Sabretooth's little brother and Claire's his little sister. And at some point, Victor, Sabretooth, killed their parents and then started his first birthday tradition by beating on his little brother every year.
Oh. And then,
so I can't tell. What do you think? Did Victor or Saul put acid on her face?
Well, she blames Saul.
I think Saul did it. At first, I thought maybe Victor did it, but she says, you gave him another choice. I think a preposition would clear this up a lot. To do it to me.
Oh. Like Victor told Saul.
Well, no. Like, he couldn't take you out. You were too big, too old, too tough.
Right.
But he got beat by you every day. He needed to be over somebody, so he took it out on me, kind of.
Oh. But, so Saul did die.
Well, can he die?
I don't know.
Or do we have a younger Creed brother running around with absolutely no idea who he is? Because this liquid, I mean, it's possible that being in that tub of that stuff so long did kill him.
Yeah.
And there's no, we don't know, like, if this healing factor, if they're all, like, kind of immortal like Wolverine and Sabretooth are. Like, it may not be the same level.
Right.
So we could be dead.
Or maybe he just doesn't know where he belongs
anymore.
Or
he could just have no
recollection.
Yeah, no memory. And maybe Logan left. Clara didn't. Maybe Clara did something else with him. And she's just saying he's dead. So Creed will leave him alone. And he doesn't know who he is. So he won't go looking for his family.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think it's interesting. In the right story, in a good story, I wouldn't mind seeing either of those characters come back in current times.
Yeah.
I thought Clara was a great character. I really did not see the end coming.
I didn't either.
I just thought, okay, they just made Sabretooth look different.
Yeah.
But you know he's actually a different person. Sabretooth has a brother. Who knew? And a sister.
And a sister.
And I really like the way he looks in the last panel. Looks more like him.
Yeah.
And I like the hair on the forearm and the shoulders. That looks pretty badass.
Yeah.
And Clara is surrounded by dogs, which makes me wonder, is she at a circus or is she like at a dog show? Dog show.
Oh my goodness.
SNL reference. I don't think Denise knew what I was doing.
I knew. I was ignoring.
Okay. Well, Cameron will appreciate it. Yeah. So, wow. What did you think of the twist?
I liked it.
I liked it a lot too. And I think, all right. So I said there were a couple of hints. I guess we'll call him Saul now. Saul, I don't think Sabretooth, even at that young age, would have been so shocked at what Logan did.
Right.
So I think that kind of shocked face was not very Sabretooth. So I was right. What's going on here?
See, I totally missed it. I viewed it as, oh, crap.
And then he said, that's what I call a birthday whooping. It can be read two ways. It can be read as Sabretooth saying, well, I've always been on the giving end of that, so that's what it feels like to be on the receiving end of a birthday whooping. Or I kind of thought, oh, wait a second. Sabretooth always beats Wolverine on his birthday. That's obviously a reference to that.
Right.
So is this a different person that Sabretooth beats on his birthday also? So some of those clues were kind of starting to get it together, but I still didn't quite like have it ironed out, and that last page was a doozy.
It was a doozy.
All right, so let's talk about this issue.
Okay.
Thought the art was amazing.
It was amazing, but I've been thoroughly.
Oh yeah, I love Adam Kubert. He's one of my favorites.
With all the art in all the books.
Right. I thought the story progressed really nicely. Lots of action.
Yeah.
A couple of twists and turns. The possibilities for where this goes are pretty much endless.
They are.
It may be a long time with the Wolverine's impending death before we see any of this come to fruition. And then maybe leave it in the vault. I don't know. I mean, it was 10 plus years before they brought Dog back from Origin 1. So who knows? All right, so let's grade this book and then let's talk about the series overall.
Okay.
What are you going to give?
I'm going to give this book 5 out of 6.
Okay. What kept it from bumping to the 6?
Some of the way it was written towards the end was a little confusing.
Okay.
But other than that, I thought it was great. That night, I kind of wanted to know what Essex... See, you... So Essex is Mr. Sinister.
Right.
And he's in more books, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So obviously he didn't die.
Okay. So basically Sinister...
Created a clone.
I don't know what this... See, I don't know how far back all of it goes.
Oh.
All right. So Sinister now... There are multiple versions. Like, there's a consciousness that goes from body to body to body. Like, he's been a woman at times.
Oh, my gosh. Just stop right there.
Yeah. So, anyway, so even if this body dies, Sinister is not dead.
Okay.
But his body's also pretty powerful and can bend and stuff. So, it's possible that even this body survived.
Okay.
But regardless, Sinister's very much alive and well.
I guess that was the only thing that was confusing for me in this book, which is what...
Right. Yeah, I think that's just kind of not knowing the character.
Well, yeah, and I think there were a lot of, like, you must understand this in this book to understand what's going on.
A little bit. I thought they did a pretty good job.
They did.
Because whether Sinister is in the future or not doesn't really affect this story so much.
Right.
Like, that could, in theory, if you thought that was the end of Sinister, unless you're a big fan of all X-Men continuity, it doesn't really change the way you read the book at all.
Right. That's my only thing, is I felt like I needed background information.
Okay.
And so I kind of felt a little lost. So that's the only reason.
Well, that said, I'm going to give Origin 2, number 5, 6 out of 6 claws. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Like the twist at the end. We have a whole Creed family now.
That's
so
true.
Yeah, very interesting. Okay, so... Series overall, how important do you think this is to Wolverine's character? Like, when do you think the lasting impact of this series will be? Or do you think there will be one? Or will it just be kind of, that was a cool story, but it doesn't really matter?
Okay, so I'm going to truncate this a little bit. Because I don't, as a Wolverine background story, I think it's okay. It told us a little bit.
Okay.
I think as a history
Creed
between,
family story?
Yes. The Creed family story is, I feel like that's way more interesting.
Right.
But the dynamic of their relationship and how all this, the Wolverine Creed family relationship works together, to me is way more intriguing.
Well, I think, all right, so I do think as far as Wolverine, but this kind of disagrees and kind of also very much agrees with what you just said.
Right.
So I think the age old rivalry feud. Between Sabretooth and Wolverine. I kind of said at the beginning that I really enjoyed the story and it made sense. But I was a little bit cautious about giving Sabretooth like a big reason.
Right.
For hating Wolverine instead of just hating him.
This is a pretty big reason
So that the Creed we got the first 4 9/10 issues...
Right.
Not being Sabretooth, so it's not, their feud isn't about Clara or Clara dying, really
right.
at all. If Saul was Sabretooth, I think then this kind of makes their whole thing over a girl. Even if she didn't die, like, maybe it's just jealousy.
Right.
I think now, knowing what happened, and then seeing Sabretooth victor at the end, it kind of takes the reason away. And because to me, the reason is not like, Wolverine did specifically this, and this, but more the runt. This runt stuck his nose in our family business. And he's not part of our family. Like, he can't kill Saul. I was going to kill Saul. Like, kind of like, I can beat on my brother, but you can't.
Right.
You know that philosophy?
I can trash my family, but you're not allowed
right.
to.
Right. Yeah, so almost like Logan's an interloper, and I don't know, Creed in some almost pride way is like, I'm just going to mess with this guy for the rest of my life.
Right.
I've decided I'm going to bully him because he should never have been a part of this, which I think is kind of a reason, but kind of also not a reason.
Yeah.
So I think it enriches their feud without spelling out, like, it's because of this and this and this. It's really no, just because I hate him I haven't even seen him. I already hate him. I'm going to go find him and torture him forever. So I like that. What do you think as far as, because Claire's line that cuts Wolverine to the pre-adamantium bone, she says, the problem's not the beast, it's the man. Because everything we've kind of ever known about Wolverine...
He's fighting the animal.
It's the struggle for his man side to overcome the beast.
Right.
So do you think she's right, and what do you think it means?
Sorry, I was just going back to see, to make sure that she calls Sal just Creed.
Yes, she does.
Okay. I even thought there was a time where she did call him Victor, but she doesn't. I'm sorry. What was your question?
All right. So do you think Clara is right?
Oh, then or he's the animal?
That really the man is what's wrong with him, that he's just a twisted human. Or, and if so, what does it mean, or does it matter?
Okay, so being that Wolverine lived with wolves for the longest time, I think in this situation, Wolverine doesn't know how to handle the human emotions.
Right.
He's lived so animalistically for so long that when he starts to feel a human emotion, he doesn't know how to control it. And so as far as Clara's comment, I think she's a little off. Wolverine doesn't know how to handle these emotions, so he just instantly acts upon them animalistically.
Right.
So I still think it's the animal the human emotion.
Like, it wasn't blind rage. Like, he thought about it. Like, he was coherent.
Right.
But I agree. I think his instincts were driving his thought process and not... So I don't know. But I think also, though, that maybe this is a turning point. That maybe she is a little bit right. And this is kind of the first step to Wolverine trying to change that.
Well, yes. I think this is a good step that Wolverine's probably going to say, okay, I need to like... I think the problem is in present day Wolverine, he has those urges to be animalistic.
And
but,
gives in to them a lot.
Yes.
And berserker rages and stuff like that.
Yes, but the man side of him tries to like, hey, let's think. I mean, Wolverine has had some very sage comments.
Yes.
And he's had some very like thought-provoking moments, and that's the man side of him.
Right.
And I think this is where Wolverine kind of realizes like, I need to let the man in me control these animalistic urges.
Right.
So I think Clara kind of hit something on the nose that pushes Wolverine a little bit, but I think she's wrong from the standpoint of it's the man that has the issues. Because I think the man is just trying to figure out how to control them.
I don't know at this point if really the man
is in control.
Even exist.
Yeah, I don't think he does either.
Is that the way you look at it?
Well, okay, I do think he is existing, but I think it's like 1/36th of who he is. Because when he says, Clara, you love me, that's a very like manly emotion. Because
is it or is it childish?
Well, but see, here's the thing. It's he's being rejected.
Right.
So that's a human emotion.
Right, but is his humanity side or the human part of him, is it stunted? Is there a little bit of arrested development going on here?
I think for him he doesn't understand it. So yes, in a way it is childish, but it's because he's never experienced it before. It's kind of like the first time you have a crush on a girl and she rejects you. You're like, "What?"
Right.
You know, and I think that's what he's going through, is that I don't know how to react to this. I don't know what to do to this. So in a way it is childish just because he's never gone through it.
I guess that's kind of what I feel like the whole series contributes. Those kind of two things as far as the Sabretooth Wolverine thing and kind of the start of Wolverine's struggle to control himself and to be honorable, to be a better person.
Right.
To prove Clara wrong. So, and also just the possibilities it opens up for future stories.
Oh yeah, it opens up so much.
Yep. Okay. So, do you want to grade like the whole series overall, or you just want to leave it at high praise and move on?
Overall, I think this is a must read. The whole series as a whole is a must read for all Wolverine fans.
I would agree.
I think it was written excellently. As someone who doesn't know a whole lot about Wolverine, this helped a lot between why Wolverine and Creed are the way that they are. Even though I want to know more, and I'm pretty sure there is more in there somewhere.
Right.
This sort of helped me realize, like, oh, this is very deep. So overall, high praise.
Yeah.
Must read.
I would give the whole series I don't think I gave every issue 6 out of 6 claws. I think I would give the whole series 6 out of 6 claws.
I would agree with that.
Well, cool. We got a couple other things to talk about, and they will probably also not be all that short. So we're gonna nip this in the bud. That is Origin Book 2.
Nip, nip.
I'm going to agree with Denise. You should read it. If nothing else, read it for the art. But also the story is amazing as well.
Yeah, the art's fantastic. And
it's a beautiful looking book. It's a beautiful story. Yeah, just read it. You can read it in single issues, wait for the trade, whatever. Just get it done.
Get her done.
But anyway, that's it. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, next up, we have Wolverine number 5. This is in his, or not in his. There's no preposition. This is possessive noun, his own skin.
Ooh, very telling.
Written by Paul Cornell. Art by Gerardo Sandoval. Colors by David Curiel. VC's Corey Pettit.
Woohoo!
Does the letters. And then Ryan Stegman and Ego. Ego?
Ego. Let go my ego.
Edgar Delgado did the cover. And I like this cover quite a bit. All right, so first thing we notice is, well, besides the fact that Wolverine and Thor are engaging in a bar fight, but the logo is now in neon.
Yeah, I kind of
like
that.
In a bar. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
And there's beer bottles and pool balls flying all over the place.
I like how the 8-ball and the 9-ball go flying.
They're in order. Organized chaos.
Certain pool games, you play 9-ball or you play 8-ball.
Yes.
So it's the fact that those are the two balls that you take out at the end.
Yes, the two balls I took out.
Wow, my symbolism's getting lost here.
Yes, then the last two balls.
Of the game that you try to eliminate. And Thor and Wolverine are fighting. My symbolism's getting lost.
So Wolverine has a new tat.
Yes, he has a rose.
He's got a rose. And I'll have to admit, before I remembered who Rose was, I was like, no way would he get a rose tattoo. No one gets rose tattoos anymore.
The guy from Poison.
Yeah, I said anymore.
Brett Michaels. Every rose.
That's right. No guy.
Thorn.
No guy gets a rose thorn.
Brett Michaels.
Yeah. Anyway, I remembered, of course, who Rose was very shortly. All right, so we got a little change of art with Mr. Sandoval. We open up and immediately notice a change.
Yeah, he looks like Batman.
With Sylvester Stallone's mouth.
I am Batman.
He does. The fins look very, it looked like Batman. They also look like, in the 90s, a Jim Lee character named Hellspot.
I am ugly Batman.
I think it looks cool. I like this guy's art.
I don't know. He looks like half Batman, half like Birdman. And then he looks like he drank bitter beer. It it's nicely drawn. He just looks like he's got to take a dump and can't. He's constipated.
I see he's making his Rocky face on this full first page panel. But anyway, I like it. I think it's cool. So Wolverine is busting up these kids that sold some. I guess he's using drugs to keep his adamantium poisoning at bay.
Yeah, but he doesn't ever take the drugs from the kids. He checks to make sure they're okay.
No, they did. They grabbed the backpack.
Did they?
Yeah, Pinch the backpack.
Oh.
After they make sure the kids are okay, Wolverine is
for Wolverine wearing... being a bad guy, he sure does want to make sure people are okay.
Yeah, but Pinch likes that about him.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right. So then we get in our casual clothes, and Wolverine is wearing zip-off cargo pants, like he's a 9-year-old in 2002.
Backstreet's back. No, all right.
Not a Backstreet Boy.
He looks like a Backstreet Boy.
The only people that ever wore zip-off cargo pants that zipped into shorts were 9-year-old boys in 2002.
And now they're making a comeback.
No, they're not.
I'm gonna get me some.
You do that.
They have drawstring in the legs, too.
Anyway, the lost boy is taking Wolverine to get a tattoo.
Because his tattoo is so flippin' awesome.
Yes. Anyway, he says, of course, Wolverine talks about how with his healing factor, he could not get a tattoo before. So now he will. And the lost boy keeps talking about how his tattoo artist just knows what tattoo you need and gives it to you. Is he a mutant? I don't know. And we see some lame tattoos and Wolverine's like, nope. And we see our tattoo guy who has a Spider-Man tattoo on his tricep. Which that's not, there's a lot of like inside Marvel references.
Is the bottom one supposed to be an inside Marvel?
I don't know, but there's a guy walking down the street reading a paper that's Stan Lee. Just like he makes cameos in the Marvel movies, he's making a cameo here.
Oh, I was going to, when I was reading this, I was going to ask you if that was Stan Lee.
We have, of course, an X-Men tattoo. I think this is supposed to be like a play on Ghost Rider. So the guy draws him a tattoo and it's a rose. And Wolverine gets all shocked looking and says, well, you got it. You nailed it. Let's do it. And Pitch is like, is that a person? And Wolverine's like, it's me, right? Isn't that what the guy said? The tattoo is me? And he says, I guess I'm all curled up, which I don't get.
Petals of a rose, the tips of them curl.
Okay.
So he's all curled up. Like he curls in on himself.
Roses curl out.
I don't know. Wolverine made a bad joke.
I believe so. So he gets a tattoo. They're by themselves. And the guy is talking about, hey, I got like some really weird vibes from you. Like some maybe memories or something. You're used to wearing your heart on the sleeve. You always seek a flag, but now you can't. Now there's something kept close to the heart. Who is Rose? Is she your symbol? And Wolverine tells him who Rose was, a good friend that he hurt a long time ago.
And then we get the Backstreet Boy / I Am an Bugman hairdo.
It looks like Wolverine.
No.
Yes, it does.
No, his hair looks like he's got antennae.
That's just strands of the hair. I like the emo face he's making. He's in pain. He's tortured.
I hate this panel.
I like it.
I don't like his hair.
It looks kind of anime-ish, but this guy, he's kind of the, I don't know what you would call this school of art. It's like Latin guys that draw Asian influence, like Umberto Ramos, Joe Mad, those kind of guys. Joe Mad might not even be Latin. I have no idea. I pronounce his name like it's Latin, but that doesn't mean that he is. I've never actually seen him.
He's the whitest guy on the planet.
Yeah, maybe so. But Umberto Ramos and some of those other guys I know are, they kind of have this like, it's cartoony, it's stylized, but it's still kind of realistic, but it's not anime, but it's anime influenced. Anyway, this panel is kind of a good encapsulation of all that. Because it was kind of Street Fighter, I think, more than Backstreet Boy. So anyway, the guy is saying, you know, this is, or not the guy, Wolverine, says, you know, this is going to cause me trouble in Japan. Your conservative middle management type over there still thinks of this as a sign of a criminal. Like, no legit people get tattoos. And the Lost Boy's like, yep, guess you went off half-cocked. So they took him to their place. Wolverine now wants to take them to his place, the Guernica Bar. And uh-oh, it's Thor Poker Night. And Poker's like, ugh, I hate you, Wolverine. You went bad. You went rogue.
I'm going to play 52 pickup.
Yeah. And Wolverine's like, I got your explanation right here. And he pulls away his sleeve that wasn't covering up his tattoo and flexes so that Wolverine, or so Thor can see his rose.
His awesome rose.
And Thor's like, I don't
smell
get it.
Smell the flowers.
And Thor's like, I don't get it. And Wolverine says, why don't you get a tattoo? And he's like, of course not. What could such a symbol say that my speech and my actions do not? And so Thor throws him out. We have a guy in a Spider-Man t-shirt.
Love that.
Yeah, Wolverine jumps back in a very cool panel. So the other guys are helping. Thor grabs Lost Boy. Wolverine punches him. Thor throws him back out, but Pinch frees him, and they run away. Run away! Run!
Run, Forrest, yep. Run!
And Wolverine's like, he's not chasing me. I guess all he wanted me to do was leave. And Pinch calls him out, says it was Thor's poker night. This is your bar. You had to know what night it was.
Yeah, sometimes it slips, though. You're like, oh, damn.
And Wolverine says, oh, busted. I did that deliberately. He just wanted to show them what it cost to be on their team. He's losing friends and drinking buddies.
Aw.
So then we go to the Offers HQ, his headquarters. And they found out that Sabretooth is after this object that we found out a few issues ago is going to make him a god. And but nobody knows what it is, but it's in Madripoor. So they're going to go get it.
Madripoor.
Yep, so can't have a good Wolverine story without Madripoor, so that's where we'll be headed. Okay, so I normally don't do this kind of thing.
Uh-oh.
But Pinch is our internal narrator this issue.
Do you know it took me like 3/4 of the book to realize it was her?
There was no little finger pinching the corner of the dialogue box. That's what they should have done. But anyway, I thought her running, now that we know the whole story of the issue, I thought her running narration really, really picked this book up. So I'm going to read some of it.
Okay.
All right. So, he never really was a superhero. Superheroes, I guess they're defined by their origin stories. They kind of wear whatever happened to them. Like, you know, Spider-Man, Cap, whatever.
Right.
Batman. He just made himself up as he went along. That choice to wear something that shows your trauma says you're now the devil or the knight or something. Daredevil, Batman. There's something so stupidly certain about that. You know, something so teenage, Spider-Man. By the time the idea of the superhero was in the air, though, he'd already been a killer, a soldier who didn't know who he was. And when he did find out, he says it wasn't an origin story. It was a whole complicated former life. I think this halfway sort of life, which says, okay, you have powers. You don't have to fight for good or evil, suits him better. He hums something to himself. Springsteen, I think. Maybe Atlantic City. He's a very quiet man. It's the first time I've heard him sing. He might be good at it. It doesn't sound like singing makes him happy. Every now and then, I think leaving his old life behind, becoming mortal, invulnerable, coming to live with us, then it's freedom. But every now and then, I think I can see he's still in a cage. Am I going to get out of this okay? Is any of this going to end up okay? And I think she's talking about herself there. But there was a woman, wasn't there? Rose was a person, not a description. The way he evaded the question told me that. Did wearing her symbol make him think of her? Make him wonder if he can keep a foot in both worlds? Am I about to meet her as we walk in this bar? I hope that's all it means. And they have the bar fight, blah, blah, blah. And we end up with, that makes sense, what it cost him. Except, I saw how he looked at Thor when he showed him the rose. You should have seen what Thor looked like when I showed him my rose. Part of him was hoping he'd understand something, then he'd get a message across. Those two are old comrades, centuries old. Logan shared more secrets with him than me. Was he trying to hint that he still stood for whatever Rose meant to him? If he still has a symbol, if he's still wearing what happened to him, is he lying to us? Is he still a superhero after all?
Dun, dun, dun.
I did want to point out one other thing before we kind of wrap this issue up. In the last issue, when the LMD was talking to Wolverine about his mission, he said, you know, there's no one's really innocent or guilty. Like, be careful interacting with these people. You always form affinities for people when you're around them. And we kind of get a touch of that because they're talking about kids. And we find out that Pinch has a kid.
Right.
And she talks about how she's a bad mom. I don't remember what exactly she says, but you can tell Wolverine, like, the wheels are turning. He's like, well, at least he didn't drown him in his own blood.
Right.
So I'm a worse parent than you. All right, so what do you think of this issue?
I kind of liked it. There were things about it that drove me nuts.
Okay. Besides the art?
No, the art's really what drove me crazy.
Okay.
Although I love their faces when the guy's drawing a flower. Because Wolverine's eyes are like, ooh.
I think he's like, what? What do you mean a rose?
No, I think he's like, dang. I did kind of like how Pinch is slowly figuring out Wolverine.
Right.
So it gave insight to what's going on without Wolverine really like Easter egging anything.
True.
It was her revelation of like, he's being coy, but I think there's more to it. But however, if he picked Thor to be the one that takes the message back, sorry, Thor seems a bit
dense.
Yeah, and slightly Neanderthalish.
Yeah, he was a little drunk, I think.
I would have expected Thor to be more on the ball, smart, diplomatic.
Yes. I think Thor was a little hammered.
But no bumps.
Anyway, I actually really, really enjoyed this issue. I do not have the problem with the art you have. I actually like Sandoval quite a bit. I thought he was the best part of the short-lived Cable and X-Force series. The few issues he did were the best issues art-wise, I thought. And that's as a LaRocca fan, so I liked his art on that book better. I like it here. I think it fits the story. I thought it was very dynamic. It's definitely stylized. And I don't like Wolverine's wardrobe choices. But,
back streets back.
Hayunkin! Or whatever the Street Fighter guy says. But, I love the story. I think this is one of the best issues of Cornell's run.
Okay.
So, I like where it's going. We got Pinch kind of starting to figure things out. Wolverine's trying to play both sides without becoming too chummy. Like, yeah. I think he's actually is forming real friendships with these guys, which is going to, of course, complicate things. We're setting up to go to Madripoor. I like the fight with Thor.
Well, he's already complicated things because he's sleeping with Pinch.
Yes, indeed. What are you going to grade Wolverine number 5?
4 out of 6.
Okay, I'm going to be a little different. I'm going to give Wolverine number 5 6 out of 6 claws.
Whoa.
I think this story, some people say everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
I think these last two issues, and what I'm hoping is coming, is the reason that all the rest of Cornell's Wolverine happened. With all his ups and downs, I think we're about to get a really, really good payoff.
Let's hope so.
So I really enjoyed it. All right, let's move on. Okay, so next up, we have our Wolverine Roundup, which I think is what I'm going to start calling this segment.
And what makes it a roundup?
It's all kind of the characters around Wolverine. You know, we've been doing the friends and family. It's with X-23, Sabretooth, Dawkins for now. May include others later. Probably not.
It's the family.
Yes, the family. Anyway, this episode, we have all new X-Men number 26.
Ooh.
This is written by Brian Michael Bendis. Art by Stuart Immonen. Inks by Wade Van Grabiger. Colors by Marte Gracia. Letters by VC's Corey Pettit.
Woohoo!
Cover by Immonen, Grabiger, and Gracia. And on this cover, we have young Jean Grey doing her best Hot Pink impersonation.
Yeah, I didn't know it was Jean Grey at first.
Okay.
I thought we were actually getting a new character.
And she's using her new power, combining her telekinetic and telepathic abilities.
Interesting.
Yep. So anyway, we have an open up with a 2-page spread of young Jean declaring herself as a phoenix and murdering everybody.
Scott's over in the corner in pain.
Of course, it's a nightmare. Young Jean wakes up. Old Scott comes in to comfort her. I think young Jean kind of hits on him a little bit.
She does. She also reminds me of, not to sidetrack here, but, because now I can't remember the chick's name. The first Mary Jane in the Spider-Man movie.
Kirsten Dunst?
Yeah, in this panel right here, it looks like her.
Okay. Yeah, of course, Cyclops thinks it's interesting that she has manifested a power that the other, older Jean never had.
So what is this power?
It's a combination of her telekinesis and telepathy. So she did something with it, and I forgot.
Oh. But apparently it was pretty badass. And
yeah, it was cool. And I remember really liking it. And I just, my brain fart, I can't. Yeah. I'm having trouble remembering what it was. I remembered it the first time I read this issue. But I just can't think of it right now. So sorry.
Check back for other episodes.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I talked about it a few episodes ago when we wrapped up our trial of Jean Grey.
Okay.
So it's there. And I'll probably remember as soon as I hit stop.
He'll go, oh, I meant to.
Yeah.
If y'all knew how many times that actually happened. We had every a penny.
Every time.
Yeah.
That's the podcaster's curse.
Yeah.
Really the artist's curse. Anytime you finish something, you think of everything you could have done.
Yep.
Podcasts, music, paintings, whatever.
Drawings.
Yep.
I meant to add that third leg. Dang it.
Yep. So anyway, older Cyclops set. He's talking to Jean. He says, so my younger self took off, huh? Yep, with my father. Yep, that's strange. Yep. Did they even mention me?
Nope.
Nope. He goes, is it weird that I'm jealous of myself?
Yep.
Then we get a Back to the Future kind of thing. He goes, Why don't I remember this happening to me? It was happening to my younger self.
Oh, that twisted my noodle.
So anyway, then they talk a little bit more. Young Jean puts her hand on his and he pulls away. She talks about how he's the man that she always hoped he would grow up to be.
So now she can just have him already grown up.
Yeah. And skip all this immature crap that young Scott's been throwing at me.
Right.
Yeah. And he goes,
and I still get Scott.
Yeah. I still have Cyclops. And Cyclops says, Jean, we can never. Okay. No, I mean never. Okay.
You only have to tell me once you're rejecting me.
Yeah. Yeah. He says, in fact, you're going to train with Emma. And Jean's like, your ex? He's like, yeah, but she has similar powers, so she'll be really helpful.
That's not weird.
Yeah. So he leaves and Kitty confronts him.
Kitty has sand in her Cheerios.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. Anyway, she basically says, that was a good talk. Sounds like you did it well. Good for you. Now don't ever be in her room alone again.
What is Kitty's problem? Did I miss something?
Because Jean's like 16 or 17. Okay, and Scott's like in his 30s. And I'm pretty sure she knows that they're like destined, like Scott and Jean's like, you know, Peter and Mary Jane. No, they're not married anymore.
Jason and Denise.
Jason and Denise. Clark and Lois, also not married anymore.
Wow, maybe we shouldn't put ourselves in those categories.
Maybe not. But yeah, I think Kenny knows that like whatever brought them together, that they saw in each other always. Even the older Cyclops knows, like, I can't do this. I don't think he can help but be at least somewhat attracted to her in a weird way. Even if he knows it doesn't...
Well, it's the love of his life.
Right.
It made it sound like Kitty had a thing for Scott. And she was getting a little jealous.
Kitty has a thing
jealous.
For Star-Lord.
Well, I get that. But the way she's just like, don't ever go in her room alone again.
No, I think it's more of like a boss talking to a subordinate. Like, we don't want a sexual harassment suit. I don't want you to... No closed doors, you know?
Yeah, but she's not the boss. Cyclops
no,
is.
But she's asserting herself, which I like. I like that about Kitty. She should be the boss.
This whole panel was weird to me.
It made perfect sense to me. Anyway, Angel's flying around smiling, because that's what he does.
He's having his morning flight.
Yep. And he sees X-23 running away. So we get X-23, which, by the way, I love the way Eminem draws X-23.
She's a Wolverine clone, right?
Yes.
But only not a full clone, because she's a girl.
Yeah, and a little bit different. She has two claws in her hand and one in her foot.
Ow.
It's pretty badass. Anyway, you had said you hadn't really read any X-23.
No.
So I thought this would be a good chance to have you on board.
Yep.
So anyway, Angel's like, you leaving? She's like, yeah, bye.
See ya.
And Angel's like, well, why? And she pops her claws. Unfortunately, no snicked. Angel's like, whoa, 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 just talking. But she runs by him and there's a ginormous grizzly bear that's like 20 feet tall.
And the bear goes, ruh-ruh.
Yeah. And he's growling, and X-23 gets in his face. He's like, yeah, come on, bring it. And then they start dancing. Some hip-hop music comes on. She says, bring it on. That was the worst hip-hop beat I've ever heard.
Sorry.
And the bear's like, ruh-ruh. And he runs off. And Angel's like, dude, you scared the bear. And she's like, bye. And he finally gets it. Angel's a little dense, too. He goes, wait a second. You're leaving a Scott left, huh? And she's like, he just left. I thought you were a team. And he's like, well, we were, but, you know, I left. Then they came and got me. And
then Scott found some coffee.
And then Scott found his dad. He thought he was dead, but he's not. And he's a space pirate. That's pretty sweet. So, I mean, why shouldn't he go with his space pirate dad? So she just goes, whatever, I'm leaving. And he goes, well, did y'all have a thing? And X-23 says, I don't know you. He's like, yeah, so we're talking. We're getting to know each other. But she runs off through the snow, and Angel's just standing there. Then X-23's still hiking. She senses somebody. She says, I see you. Stop following me. I mean it. She pops her claws, and someone comes out and says, it's okay. No need to pop the claws. I didn't mean to sneak up on you. I just didn't know how else to approach you, all things considered. And we turn the page, and it's young Scott.
Ooh.
He came back for her, he says. And she's like, what? And then before they can really talk.
Betrothed to Jean?
No, they're kind of on the skids right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, lots of drama. But he apologizes as he chunks her in the stomach. And he says, I promise you I took no joy in that, sis. or whatever. He didn't say that. He should have. So he walks off and turns blue with red hair. It's not Mystique, but it's that other guy, Mystique and Wolverine's son from the future. What was his name?
I have no idea.
Skitch. I don't know.
Stitch.
Yeah.
Lilo.
Lilo. So Beast is hanging upside down, as he is prone to do. He's got his big X-Men chalkboard, and he's adding things like Scott leaving, and Jean gets a new power, and he's scratching his head. Angel comes in.
I can tell you right now, if he was sitting right side up, he'd probably be able to figure it out.
Maybe so. Hey, why don't you be Iceman and I'll be Angel?
Okay. Hey, Warren, how was your morning private flying time?
Did you guys not notice that Laura is gone?
Who's Laura?
She's gone, guys. Up and left. Oh,
who?
No. Did you try to stop her? Yeah, but she wasn't having it. Sorry. Now go down here. Worst ever. Who?
Who?
She's mad that Scott left. So am I. Who are we talking about? Laura.
No, that's me.
Oh, sorry.
You're supposed to say, well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Who are we talking about?
Laura, X-23. The only other girl here who isn't Jean Grey?
Oh, the girl with the claws.
Yes.
What? I didn't catch your name.
What were you calling her?
Wolverine clone?
No wonder she left. Anyway, we screwed the pooch on that. I thought it was some pretty snappy dialogue.
I love Iceman.
Yeah, Iceman's like, what? Wolverine clone. Kitty's mad the Angel didn't stop her. But Iceman says, dude, she would have killed him.
For sure.
For sure, he said. Why are you trying to say that French again? You're so Cajun. For sure. It's for sure. Say it. For sure.
For sure.
I need you to tell me you're not doing that on purpose because I don't believe you.
I'm doing it the way you're
faux
doing.
For sure.
For sure.
Let's be on. Concentration.
It's for sure.
You're so Cajun, you can't even help yourself. So anyway, they're going to go find her, but she comes crawling down the stairs in a trail of blood.
For sure.
And she says, show yourself. And Iceman starts rapping. He's got the beat going. Show yourself. And they're like, oh no, what happened? And she goes, there's a shapeshifter. And they're like, what? And Angel says, we saw a bear. And then gets his Mystique. She must have found the base. But no, it's not Mystique. It's the
other future
Brotherhood of Evil Mutants from the future.
Yeah, because that's supposed to be Beast, right?
Yeah, that's Beast.
That's Deadpool.
And Professor X's grandkid, Ice Hulk, Deadpool, the girl, and Jean, the older version of the younger Jean. Get it?
But I thought they sent them to the future.
No. I thought Jean was dispersed, but the rest, remember, escaped. They made a big deal about how they were still here, and Storm's daughter stayed behind to track them down.
Oh,
which we've seen none of that yet.
No.
But anyway, we might finally be getting some Battle of the Atom fallout, so we'll
Ooh.
See.
Ooh.
All right, so, A, what did you think of X-23?
I don't like that she only has two claws.
Don't be ridiculous. That's
I'm
awesome.
I'm sorry. I would have preferred her to
have... The foot claw is amazing when she fights. Oh, it's so cool.
Does she only have it on one foot?
No. Just her third claw from each hand, the middle claw, got stuck in her foot.
Just repeat that and listen to yourself.
No, it's awesome.
I would have preferred three claws
she
and a foot claw.
She can kick people with a claw. It's great.
Yeah, but I would have preferred three claws. I would have preferred three claws of varying lengths, like two long ones and a short one, and then the foot claw.
Nope, I like it just how it is. But that's okay.
Although,
y'all can decide, Team Jason, Team Denise.
I wish she had more wittier dialogue. If she really is a Wolverine clone, I would have preferred... Is she a clone or just a child?
No, she's a clone. An attempted clone.
Okay. I just wish she would have had more wittier...
Well, all right.
A Wolverine, smart-alecky dialogue.
But she's actually learning to talk.
That's
a little bit exaggerated, but for a long time, like, they turned her into a killing machine as a child.
So she grunted and pointed at things.
Mostly, yes.
And then she
escaped,
take orders?
And someone forced her into prostitution, so she was out for a while. So she's had a pretty horrible life and doesn't really talk much. but she started recently to come out of her shell a little bit. That's kind of the I think there's a story reason for her not being as witty.
Okay. But I wish she just, even if she didn't talk, just whenever she did, like one time she talks, something witty comes from
it. Oh, she was grumpy like Wolverine.
She was, but I was missing that one liner that makes you laugh.
We'll see how she develops. She hasn't in a while.
And she needs a name other than X-23.
Oh, she will. In about 4 months, she'll be Wolverine.
That was my head hitting the microphone.
So that's how long Bendis has to make her awesome.
Yeah, well, he better get a move on. Because how many comics is that? 4, 5?
With double shipping for all new X-Men, it'll be like 7 or 8.
Well, you better still get a move on.
Yeah. Well, anyway, what do you think of the issue?
I liked it.
Yeah, I think
except Eminem's, for the awkward, like, Scott Jean
I really like
kitty
that.
Thing.
I thought that was really cool.
No, I thought it was cool. I just...
It's definitely awkward, but it is. It's supposed to be.
But, you know, the way it's written, I felt awkward reading it. Like, eek, I'm... It's like listening in on your kid's phone call. And they're all, hee, 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 I love you. Yeah, it was weird and uncomfortable. And then when Kitty got her panties in a wad, I was like, what? I don't understand. Did I miss something? So I was a little lost on that one.
That's weird because that made such total sense to me.
I don't know. I kind of felt like the way she was reacting, I felt like Kitty had a thing for Cyclops. And she was about
jealousy.
Yeah.
See, I thought it was just laying down the law.
No, I was waiting for her to turn around and go, because I love you, Scott.
I did not get that vibe at all. That's funny. All right, so all new X-Men number 26. What did you think of the art?
I liked it.
Yeah, I like Eminem a lot. So that said, what are you going to grade all new X-Men number 26?
5 out of 6.
Okay, I'm going to give it 6 out of 6.
Woohoo!
I think on the 3 books we covered, I gave everybody a 6.
I think you did too.
And that's our Wolverine roundup for the episode.
That's our family edition.
Okay, so that's going to wrap up our Origin 2 rap party.
Rap, rap.
Rip, rock, ribbity rap.
Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. Hop, hop, hop.
What was it on SNL, the old school rappers? When rap was good and we rapped about rapping. Anyway, we're done.
We're done. Yay.
So please leave an iTunes review, like the Facebook page, follow us on Twitter at SnickCast. If you want to see show notes and stuff, the website is snickcast.podbean.com. And you can email questions, theories, love letters to snickcast@yahoo.com.
Ladies, don't be going after my man.
I think that's about it. So next up will be our original. We're going to wrap Origin 2. In the next episode, we're going to kick off Original Sin.
Ooh, is that the cover you showed me?
That's the next big Marvel event. I think I showed you the cover of number 0. So number 1 comes out.
Is it the one with the Watcher on the front?
Yes, it's about the death of the Watcher.
Oh, he dies.
Spoiler.
The toga wearing baby dies?
Yeah. We'll be all about that next episode. And then we also have a flashback coming up pretty soon. Wolverine Year 8 Part 1.
Ooh.
So that's what's coming down the chute. So until next time.
Hugs and snick.
Bye.